You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 12th of April, 2022, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I'll just remind listeners that if they want to provide a testimonial about why they listen to Radio Albion, which would help me with my defence in my court case, then please write to stormersubs@hushmail.com with a name and a way that you can be contacted. We're not going to be able to use the anonymous testimonials that were sent in before. We have to have names that are attached to them so that the court knows that they are real people. So once again, that's please write to stormersubs@hushmail.com if you are willing to be a witness for the defence in this case. Well, getting into the news of today, we're going to be talking about nationalist news today, particularly about Patriotic Alternative and Drama Month, Demographic Replacement Awareness Month of April, or the acronym DRAMA, which is basically about trying to get the message out there that white people in Britain are going to be a minority by the year 2066. Native British people, in actual fact. And before then, the younger generations will be a minority. And this is quite concerning, and you would think that this wouldn't just be concerning to white people, but it would also be concerning to non-whites to think that the people who built the country were actually going to be a minority by this time. You would think that there would be some sympathy there. The same as if you were to hear that Indian people were to become a minority in India, or that Japanese people were to become a minority in Japan. You would find that concerning, the same as you would if you were to be told about a species of animal in its environment was being replaced by other types of animal. Yeah, that would be concerning because it would mean that it was an endangered species. And white people are a minority in the world. They only make up, well, less than 10%, 8% I think it is, of the world are white, and 92% are non-white. So we are already the global minority, and even in our own homelands we are rapidly becoming a minority as well, with all that entails. And it doesn't mean that you're racist or hateful because you are concerned about that. I mean, surely it's quite natural to be concerned if your people group is not reproducing enough to replace itself and your government is importing lots of people from different people groups in order to replace you. That's what's going on. And there are plenty of non-white supporters of Patriotic Alternative because of this. I believe that quite a few people that move to Britain, they move to Britain because they like Britain. They like the British character, and they understand that the British character comes from the indigenous British people. And if they are all replaced, Britain will no longer have that character, and Britain will no longer be the place that they wanted to move to. So it's not that this message is anti-non-whites or offensive to non-whites. It shouldn't be offensive to anybody. And I think the people that do claim that it is offensive are just doing so because they want to silence the message. They don't want people to learn about it and be concerned about it. And the goal of the competition is to see who can deliver the most leaflets, delivering thousands of these leaflets, hundreds of thousands of these leaflets to people's houses, to make them aware of what's going on and to make them aware of Patriotic Alternative so that they can get in touch with Patriotic Alternative and join a group of like-minded people that are concerned about this. And that's the main drive, is to get as many leaflets delivered as possible. But there's also a drive to try and get news coverage as well, to try and get this into the mainstream media. And there has recently been a very clever stunt, which has been reported on in the North. A far-right nationalist group who firmly believe that native British people will become a minority by the year 2066 appeared to be linked to a banner which was flown over the Etihad Stadium this weekend. And this is very similar to the White Lives Matter banner that was flown over the Burnley football match 2 years ago. An aeroplane flew above the football match, trailing a big banner saying that native British people will be a minority by 2066. And it's not that we believe that that will happen, it's that this is a forecast. And this forecast comes from the government's own statistics. It comes from Migration Watch, which is a registered charity that looks into migration and the effects that it has on the British people. So this isn't some belief, this isn't some faith that only people in Patriotic Alternative have. It's the government's own statistics. Football fans were left in disgust after spotting the sign, which read British to be minority by 2066 during Manchester City's Premier League clash against Liverpool at the East Manchester Football Ground on Sunday. And how do they know that all the football fans were left in disgust at this? Well, basically, they wouldn't report on anybody that said that they were pleased to see this, would they? Because the journalists' guidelines that are a part of the National Union of Journalists guidelines are that any reporting on the far right, it has to be negative reporting. And they define the far right as anything that Hope Not Hate says is the far right. And they're told that they can only report on what Hope Not Hate say about the so-called far right. So if there had been hundreds and hundreds of people at this match that really supported this and were cheering, and if everybody that the journalists interviewed said, yes, that was great, we really want to raise awareness of this, they wouldn't have reported it. They would have just reported something from Hope Not Hate. So when they say that football fans were left in disgust after spotting the sign, you basically can't believe it, can you? There may have been one or two, but I should imagine that most people saw that, probably weren't quite sure what was going on, British to be a minority, because most people believe that if you're a British citizen, then that makes you British. But to be a British citizen and to be of British ethnicity are two different things. Ethnicity is based on ancestry, it's based on shared religion, shared language, but more than anything else, it's based on shared ancestry. So to actually be British by ethnicity means that you're white. And that's what this is talking about here. It's saying that the British ethnicity, which is the English, Scots, Northern Irish and the Welsh, are going to be a minority by 2066. Residents have also told the Manchester Evening News that in the Northwest, leaflets have been posted through their letterboxes this weekend, titled Whites to be a minority by the year 2066 or sooner, a similar message to that on the banner. One woman who is pregnant with a mixed-race baby said the flyer had left her and her partner feeling upset and disgusted. Well, why would they be feeling upset and disgusted? If they wish to have a mixed-race baby, that is up to them. It's not talking about anybody mixed race here. It's talking about immigration. It's talking about multiculturalism. The flyer itself is not critical of any people groups. It's critical of the policy of multiculturalism, which is replacing the indigenous British people at a very fast rate. Now, why would she be concerned? Why would she say that this made her feel upset and disgusted? If she's a white woman, then shouldn't she be rather concerned about this? And if she's a non-white person, shouldn't she be concerned about this? The fact that she has a mixed race baby doesn't really have anything to do with it, does it? If we actually have a look at what the leaflet says, I've got a copy of this because there's also been lots of news generated about this in Scotland. The leaflet says white Britons are already a minority in London. White Britons make up just 66% of pupils at primary schools in England. So white Britons are almost a minority in the primary schools already. and white British births make up just 59% of births in England. It is clear that if these trends continue, white people will become a minority in Britain. Britain's population has expanded rapidly over the past few decades, and the number of migrants coming into Britain has increased under the Conservative government. In fact, in 2019, over 715,000 people entered Britain. That is enough people to fill a city similar in size to Leeds. Of those migrants, 437,000 came from non-EU countries, so two-thirds of them were non-white, basically. And you can dare say that probably a large percentage of the ones that actually came from the EU countries were non-white as well, a completely different ethnicity and race to the indigenous British people. This rapid expansion of the migrant population not only brings white Britons ever closer to becoming a minority, but it also has a number of negative effects on our everyday lives. Britons are left stuck in traffic every morning as our roads are gridlocked, meaning it takes even longer to get to work. Commuters are left standing on buses and trains as public transport cannot cope with the rising population. Doctors' surgeries are overcrowded with people who cannot speak English. The NHS is crippled by health tourists, meaning that British patients must wait even longer for an operation. Social housing waiting lists mean young people often have to wait years for a council house or face the prospect of paying extortionate rents as our beautiful countryside is destroyed in the race to build new houses. But as the cost of living rises, jobs disappear and mass immigration forces wages down. And all of that is down to government policy, that is, pointing out the negative effects of government policy. It's not down to individual migrants that this is happening. The only reason why the individual migrants are in the country is because of the government's policy. And as Patriotic Alternative point out here, this has happened under the Conservative government, who claim to be trying to bring immigration down. And the flyer finishes by saying immigration is not enriching Britain. It is making life worse for the vast majority of people. Again, that's a policy, a government policy that is making life worse for the majority of people. And the majority of people includes non-whites. It doesn't just mean that this is making life worse for white people. It's making it worse for non-whites as well. But it isn't just about waiting lists and rising prices. Mass immigration has an effect on our culture, our ways of life, and even our safety. If you want to see an end to mass immigration, join like-minded patriotic people and help make a difference. So how is that offensive? How is that going to leave people upset? Why is that going to disgust people that a large number of people in the country are not happy about waiting lists and queues in traffic and not being able to get their child into the school and being crowded on trains? Why is it that people are upset and disgusted at that? It's simply because the people that are talking about this are nationalists, and because nationalists are constantly smeared in the press. The article says a nationalist group named Patriotic Alternative claimed responsibility for the flyers on Twitter, claiming activists across the country had posted thousands of leaflets warning people of mass immigration and falling white birth rates. However, no one has yet claimed responsibility for organising the banner that was flown on the plane. And surely you should be warning people about falling white birth rates. If you see a hazard that is coming up ahead, then it is your duty as a human being to warn other people about that hazard so that they can try to avoid it. And it's not that we're just saying, well, white people should be trying to avoid this from happening. Everybody should be trying to avoid this from happening. And the only way that we can prevent it from happening is by talking about it and by bringing it to people's attention. Now, a lot of these articles often claim that a particular place was targeted for these leaflets because it has black people in there, like this woman here saying that she has a mixed race baby, and she's probably claiming that she thought that she'd been particularly targeted by this. Though the fact is that they just put these leaflets out in housing estates to try and get support for Patriotic Alternative and to try and get support for doing something about this and changing government policy. It's exactly the same as any political party that puts out flyers and tries to get people to support the political party. It's not that anybody is being targeted. I mean, it's not as if it's being mean about anybody. It's not as if it's inciting hate against anyone. It's identifying the government as the source of the problem and it's identifying the government's policy as causing this problem, and it's highlighting what the results of this policy has been. The group proclaims to have been founded in 2019 by Mark Collette, who, according to Companies House, is based in Manchester. While neither Mr. Collette or Patriotic Alternative have taken responsibility for the banner flown over Manchester, the group's deputy leader, Laura Towler, posted an article about the incident on social media platform Telegram. Some activists who support the group also appear to have retweeted a video of the banner. And I think Patriotic Alternative have now claimed responsibility for the banner because they're trying to draw attention to this and trying to get people that are concerned about this to join up with Patriotic Alternative. I should imagine that Laura has had thousands of people get in touch because of these flyers and because of this banner. So it's a successful way of doing things to try and gain media attention. And of course, the mainstream media always falls for it, and they always go way over the top and say what horrible people Patriotic Alternative are. And it just exposes their lies, basically, doesn't it? Because most people can see that that is not saying anything horrible. It's warning people about an upcoming hazard and trying to get people to be concerned about their people group and concerned about what is happening in the country. It's a very positive thing. It shows that Patriotic Alternative are concerned about society. They're concerned about what is going on in the country, that they can see ahead, that they can see problems coming up ahead, and they're trying to do the right thing about it. They're trying to initiate democratic change. They're trying to get a community of people together that can support one another, and they're trying to get a political group together that can then stand candidates in elections on a platform of trying to do something about the demographic replacement that we see going on. They're trying to get people involved in the democratic process. And yet we're told that we're the bad guys here. I mean, the government says it wants to get young white people involved in the democratic process. It wants to have a conversation about race. And then when you have a group that does that, we just get called far-right extremists for encouraging young white people to pick up litter, to clean monuments, to help the homeless, to go on hikes, to go on camps, to learn about their history and learn about their heritage. I mean, all these positive things that Patriotic Alternative do, helping to steer young people away from getting into hedonism and drugs and drink and wasting their lives, and yet we get no thanks for it. The group's projection appears to have come from comments made by population expert Professor David Coleman of Oxford University, who stated back in 2010 that white British people will become a minority in their country by 2066 if current immigration levels were to continue. So at least the newspaper report here does make it clear that this is a factual comment, and it comes from statistics by this professor. They don't try to counteract it with any other statistics. They just say, well, what terrible people they are for being concerned about this. The professor said the demographic group would make up less than half the population in a little more than 50 years, the Independent previously reported. Mr. Coleman said the decline would be caused by record-breaking levels of immigration and the migration of thousands of British nationals abroad. And we can also add to that the lower replacement rate that white people have. I think it's only about 1.6 or 1.7, and it needs to be 2.1 so that each couple is actually replacing themselves and increasing, so that we continue to increase rather than decrease. A countdown to the year 2066 is plastered on Patriotic Alternative's website, with this April having been labelled by the group as Drama Month, perhaps suggesting why activists have been more prevalent in the community in recent days. And yeah, they are correct. There's this big drive to make people aware of demographics, make people aware of the fact that white people are going to be a minority within less than 50 years now, in 46 years. That's what the prediction is. I mean, it may be that it happens even sooner. We have yet to see what the latest census results show. We're expecting them later in the year. And when polls are taken about whether people are concerned about this, most people aren't even aware of it. But once they do become aware of it, they say, yes, we are concerned about this. yes, we would like to see something done about this. That's why it's important to raise awareness of it. There couldn't possibly be anything to be gained from trying to incite hate by doing something like this. I mean, that would just backfire on the group, wouldn't it? They would just appear to be haters. It's not that people are hating anyone. It's that people are concerned about preserving their own people group. And we expect everybody to be concerned about preserving their people group. It's the same as being concerned about preserving your own family, isn't it? You don't want your own family to die off. You do everything you can to look after your family. And what you should do is do the same for your people group, your extended kinship group. And all the other people groups are encouraged to do this. Black people are encouraged to look out for blacks. Jews are encouraged to look out for Jews. And it's great to see when we do see that. I think it's wonderful to see. But Jews in particular, they really do look out for their own people more than any other people group. And that is the way that they should be. The concerning thing is that white people don't do that. And the white people groups that do that, like Patriotic Alternative, just get smeared in the press and attacked for doing something that is completely natural and positive and good. One woman who lives in Burnley with her partner says they discovered one of the White Britons to be a Minority leaflet on their doorstep on Saturday afternoon. She said the flyer had left her and her boyfriend, who is black, feeling extremely concerned. And they don't mean concerned about the fact that white people are going to be a minority. This woman's family are going to be a minority. Apparently, they're concerned because they feel that they were being targeted with this leaflet. The front of the leaflet was very similar to what it said on the banner over the Etihad, said the woman, who asked for her identity to remain anonymous. It's a very weird and specific date, and it shows an image of people from different ethnic backgrounds on the front of it. Well, it shows a specific date because that's what the projected date of when the white Britons become a minority is. On the back, it said that the country can't cope with the rising number of migrants and that we are overcrowded. They talked about nobody being able to access social housing anymore and that it was ruining our beautiful countryside. It said immigration was affecting wages and increased the cost of living. Well, nobody is arguing against that, are they? And why shouldn't people be concerned about those issues? I mean, should we be thinking it's great that we're overcrowded, that we can't access social housing anymore, that the countryside is being ruined, that immigration is pushing wages up and increasing the cost of living? I mean, all of these are the negative effects from the government's immigration policy. And those negative effects will be affecting this woman and her black boyfriend just as much as they are affecting everyone else. She said, I got angry and actually ripped it up into pieces. There were bits of it that were really quite scary to read. We were concerned that other people might not have got this and that we were specifically targeted as my partner just moved to the area. But then we saw the story about the plane over the football game. Why would she think that she was being specifically targeted or that these were being sent out to do what? To appeal to black people? I mean, I can understand that blacks would be concerned that white Britons would be a minority and that the country would lose its British character and might want to support Patriotic Alternative because of that. But I think what she's implying here is that they were concerned that this was being sent out to frighten them or something. I mean, why would it frighten them? I mean, all the negative effects that are highlighted in that flyer will be affecting her as well and her boyfriend. The woman said her partner had been left feeling uneasy and unsettled after going out after receiving the leaflet. He's just moved here and it's not the most welcoming feeling if you go and pick that up from your front door, she said. Well, I'm sure Patriotic Alternative would like to say to the fellow that no, he was not being targeted, and I'm sure they would apologise if he felt uneasy or unsettled, and that was not their intention whatsoever in sending out the flyer. The whole point of sending out the flyer was to draw attention to demographic replacement. The point of the flyer wasn't to unsettle black people or anything like that. It was in the hopes that black people would actually support the sentiments in the flyer because the damage that's being done to the country affects them as well. She says, we are having a baby and thinking about the world they're going to be born into is worrying. Well, exactly. That's why patriotic are concerned. They can see what's going to happen in 20 years in the country. It's going to lose its character, and it could very well become more like the countries that her boyfriend doesn't want to live in, and that has moved here. I mean, you get a lot of black people, particularly from Africa, that end up moving to Britain because they don't like the way their own countries are in Africa. And yet the more black people that come into Britain, the more likely parts of Britain are to become like Africa. And then where are these people going to go? You know, I mean, it's common sense that they would actually support what Patriotic Alternative are doing, and would say, well, yes, there should be a more sensible immigration policy. It's not good that London is 60% non-white and only 40% white. We don't like the negative effects of it either. It's not that anybody is trying to incite hate against anyone here. She says, we are going to have a non-white child, so it makes me upset and angry to see. We are in a scary world as it is right now. There are vulnerable people around here who might read that flyer and really take that information on board, and that is a real concern. What is the fact she has a non-white child have to do with it? I mean, it doesn't really have anything to do with it at all. Perhaps she's feeling guilty here. Perhaps she's feeling guilty because she's been told that white people are a minority, and instead of reproducing another white child and helping to stop white people from being a minority, she's having a non-white child. So she's increasing the number of the non-Indigenous Britons in this country. So in actual fact, what's going on here is she's feeling guilty, and that's what she doesn't like. She's feeling guilty because nobody's threatened her. Nobody's threatened her child, but she feels guilty at being reminded of the fact that white people are going to be a minority, because she appears to be helping with that by replacing whites. And in that case, perhaps she hadn't thought about that. I mean, the point of putting the flyer out is to encourage people not to do things that are going to increase the chances of white people becoming a minority. People who have already done that, people who have already had a non-white child, they can hardly undo what they have done, can they? Nobody's targeting them. But if we can encourage white people to have white children so that we don't become a minority, then that is a good thing, surely. A tweet posted by user Englishman66, who claims to be an English civil rights activist, said, today a team of Patriotic Alternative activists delivered 2,790 leaflets in Burnley, bringing our people's attention to the fact that white Britons are being demographically replaced within our own homelands. He later wrote, on Saturday, a team of Patriotic Alternative activists delivered 2,336 leaflets in the Hertfordshire town of Hoddesdon, a patriotic town on the outskirts of North London, which had one of the highest Brexit votes in the whole country. PA's message was warmly received by the locals. I bet it was. People are supportive of this. When they see people out with flags, they see that people are concerned about what's happening to the Indigenous Britons, there is a lot of support for it. And there is a lot of support for it amongst non-whites as well as whites. As I pointed out earlier, a lot of non-whites move to Britain because they like Britain. They like the British way of life. They like the British character. And they are just as concerned as the white Britons are at seeing that white British character being replaced, and at seeing all the white Britons being replaced. There are non-white supporters of Patriotic Alternative for that very reason. In another tweet on April 8th, he wrote, for Drama Month, Patriotic Alternative activists have been leafleting the length and breadth of Britain to spread awareness of the ethnic cleansing of the native British people within our own homeland. Today, an activist delivered 445 leaflets in Canvey Island, Essex. I bet the phone is going off the hook at the Patriotic Alternative office with people calling in wanting to join who have seen these flyers. The banner, which was flown across the Etihad on Sunday, prompted confusion and anger from football fans, who posted pictures and videos of the plane as it flew over the stadium. Words fail me, was the verdict from one viewer, while another claimed the message makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. One football fan pointed out that British is already the minority. There's like 7 billion other people. 2066 is oddly specific. Another pointed out, well, that's the point, isn't it? It is oddly specific because that is what the predicted date of it happening is. The whole point of it is that there is a specific date. And I'm sure that this football fan that pointed out that the British are already a minority, there's like 7 billion other people, perhaps he might think about that when he gets home and think, well, hang on a minute. Yeah, that's not too good, is it? If we're the minority in the world already and we're going to be a minority in our own country soon as well, perhaps he might like to phone PA up and get involved in activism himself. It comes less than 2 years after a controversial banner was flown over the same stadium during City's game against Burnley. On that occasion, White Lives Matter Burnley was the message displayed. Yeah, I'd forgotten that that was actually in Manchester. I thought that that was actually flown over Burnley. I mean, that caused a lot of controversy at the time. When that was flown, there was all this concern about George Floyd, and there were all these Black Lives Matter protests. And just after one of these Black Lives Matter protests, a number of white people were stabbed to death by an Islamic terrorist. And the point of flying this White Lives Matter Burnley flyer was to say, well, white lives matter too. Look, some white people have just been killed by non-whites, and we would like to draw attention to that. And of course, the guy that did this, Jake, I think his name was, he got accused of being a racist for doing this, and he actually got banned from being supporting his football team. And yet all he was doing is exactly the same as what people are doing when they say Black Lives Matter and supporting black lives and trying to preserve black lives. He was just trying to preserve white lives. And yet he was banned from his football club, and apparently it's white supremacists to wish to prevent white people from becoming a minority. Patriotic Alternative have been approached by the Manchester Evening News for comment about the banner, and a spokeswoman, who was probably Laura, said they consider it our aim to raise awareness about their claims around British people. And that's what it's all about, just raising awareness about a hazard that is coming up in the road so that we can prevent that hazard from occurring if we act now and if we put pressure on our politicians to change their policies, if we can get some politicians in power that can actually put some pressure on the ones that are there to change their policy, then we can avoid this and we can prevent the white British people from becoming a minority. It's not like Patriotic Alternative talking about rounding everybody up who's non-white or sending them all back to their ancestral homelands. They just want the British to remain a supermajority within their own country, and they have a plan for voluntary repatriation for non-whites that are already here. And what it means by that is that they would be offered financial incentives in order to go back to their ancestral homelands. And I'm sure quite a lot of them would like to take that financial incentive. Nobody is talking about forcing anyone to do anything. Nobody is being anti-migrants or anti-immigrants. It's the policy that we are against because of the negative effects of the multicultural policy. And if you are also concerned about multiculturalism and the government's immigration policy, then I suggest you get in touch with Patriotic Alternative and join your local regional group. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.